questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
Woohoo! It is indeed. And this morning we've got Jeff Lerner, very fitting name, in the studio. Kia ora, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's lovely. Lovely to have you in here this morning. And we're talking about something very exciting and explosive in the literal sense. We're talking about volcanoes today. So you're a PhD candidate and a research assistant in the Department of Environment in the Faculty of Science.
So you must have been pretty interested in the report that came out today as well. The big environment
extinction
report. Yeah.
So that's cool. Sit down and read the 1,800 pages of that afterwards.
Right.
Hey, so we're talking specifically about Mount Taranaki here and its recent eruptive history. So do you want to talk to us a little bit about what it is that you're doing and why it is that volcanoes interest you?
Sure. So Mount Taranaki is an active volcano, and people don't often think about that because it hasn't erupted in a couple hundred years. But in the grand scheme of sort of the time of volcanoes, that's not that long a time. Mm-hmm. And so if we look back a little further, we look at, say, 1,000 years at Mount Taranaki, it's actually erupted quite frequently over that time. And so it is something that people should sort of think about, and local government should think about, and we should try to plan for the eventuality that something might happen.
So part of what your research is helping with hazard planning and education around Mount Taranaki. So how does that come through? What is it that you're actually researching, and how do you sort of channel that into education or hazard information?
Sure. So we're sort of looking at what kind of eruptions have happened at the volcano, and with what kind of frequency, and where did sort of the products of those eruptions, which are then the hazards of those eruptions, go. And so you have something like a pyroclastic flow, which is a mix of hot ash and gas that flies down the volcano at hundreds of meters per second, potentially.
Far out.
And
is that what we think of as lava?
No, actually lava is sort of the slow-moving, glowy orange, or when it gets cool, sort of black rock.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of like Hawaii, that's when you have lava. This is sort of if you picture the big ash cloud from if you've ever seen that from an eruption.
Yeah.
And then sometimes that goes down the sort of sides of the volcano real fast.
Yeah.
And so obviously with the temperature and the speed, it's pretty deadly.
Yeah.
And so we're pretty concerned as far as where does that go? What parts of the areas around the volcano are in danger? How far away?
Mm-hmm.
Because in the Taranaki region especially, you have all these towns that are roughly 20 kilometers from the volcano. And so if the pyroclastic flows can go a certain distance or not, if they can go 15 kilometers or 25 kilometers, that actually makes a pretty big difference.
Because you're going to be heading into people's homes, basically, at that point, and into the infrastructure a bit. So what kind of stuff do you do working with? Are you at the point of condensing your research into something that people can use in their work as well? So things like how education programs, for example, or the hazards and stuff like that. Are you at that point yet, or are you still working up to it?
No, we're actually pretty close to the end of the work I've been doing. And so we've actually been fortunate enough to publish a couple of those studies and to share it with the local government. So they have a yearly meeting of the Taranaki sort of volcanic advisory board. And so someone from Auckland will go down once a year. And mm-hmm. I was there a couple of years ago.
Oh, cool.
And share the research and try to turn it into something useful. So turn it into a map or turn it into information for people.
That's awesome. And what is it about volcanoes? We were just talking about this very briefly off here. What is it about volcanoes that interest you, apart from the fact that they're extremely cool, massive, massive, so, awesome things?
Yeah, for me, maybe it's that. I mean, a lot of geologists are patient people, and they're used to dealing with these real long time scales. So rocks that are millions or billions of years old, and we have people at the University of Auckland that do that. And maybe I'm not so patient. So I like volcanoes because it shows the Earth being alive right now, and its processes that happen sort of on a second scale, as opposed to maybe millions of years.
And it must be something that you think about all the time because of the field of your work. But I always, whenever I realize, just like have one of those moments of realization that Auckland is completely built on volcanic cones, it's a bit freaky, actually. You're like, wow, this is amazing, but simultaneously kind of wild as well. What sort of stuff in our sort of like day-to-day could we be thinking about volcanoes? How likely, this is very alarmist here, but how likely is it that we're going to get blown into the sky by where we're sitting right now?
Well, that's one of the things that's really interesting about Auckland is that it's this volcanic field and it's full of these 53 volcanoes that have erupted one time each and then never again. But what that makes that difficult is that the next eruption could literally be anywhere in the Auckland field. And so theoretically, the next eruption, which isn't necessarily going to happen right now,
yes, don't could, freak out,
could,
guys, don't
could
freak out.
Be right under where we're sitting, or could be anywhere sort of in the area. And so Auckland Council and the University of Auckland has a group called DVORA, which is Determining Volcanic Risk in Auckland. And they actually do a lot of work to try to keep people educated and make people sort of like with earthquakes in mm-hmm. Christchurch. To have people have at least have it in mind. It's not something you need to be thinking about on a day-to-day, minute-to-minute basis, because it's not going to happen tomorrow, probably. Yeah. But something just to have a thought as to what you would do, where you would go.
It's an amazing thing about living in Aotearoa is that we have a completely volatile landscape, and it's part of what makes our geography so beautiful. It's also part of what forms a bit of our national identity, I guess. We've got this weird sort of fractured kind of underbelly, but also it means that we have this kind of strange context that lots of other countries around the world don't have to deal with in their sort of like, you know, I don't think anywhere... you know, there's lots of people who would never have to think about volcanoes in any point of their life being something that is under their feet.
I'm not going
to
lie, it's not something I'm prepared for, but maybe after this conversation, I'm going to stock up on and think about it,
Tins of beans, eh? Hey, thank you so much for popping up this morning. It sounds like really fascinating research as well. Good luck with the final hurdles of it, I guess.
Thanks.
Stay away from those pyroclastic flows, people. They sound scary.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thank you.